Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
The verse on the foot is from the Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse, text number 4. I'm just going to read the whole verse. See who can repeat. And Arpitam Charim Charat Kurunaya Vitirna Kalo. Samarpayitum una chola rasam swabhakti shriyam rasam swabhakti shriyam. Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kandamba Sandipitaha. Sadaride Ridaya Kandare Spuratu Spuratu Vas Hachinandanaha. Translation. May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy, bestow no incarnation has ever offered before the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his service. This is from the Vidagdha Madhava by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anarpitam Charim Charat. That Krishna himself personally does not appear very often. He appears once in the day of Brahma, once every 4,300,000,000 years. And a little after the time he appears, namely in the 28th cycle of the current Manu, then he himself comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes very rarely, but he's known as the essence of all the avatars. As one devotee has sung, Parama Karuna Paudvijana Nidai Gora Chandra Savavatara Sarashiramani Kevala Anandakanda. So the Sava Avatar, the essence of all the incarnations, and his process is Kevala Ananda. It is simply a joyful process. It's joyful because it gives one immediate access to the highest platform of consciousness. The highest platform of consciousness is the actual platform of consciousness that everyone is trying to come to in the material world, but they're going in the wrong direction to come to it. Just like, for instance, if I want to go to Liège, but I take the road to Luxembourg, then it'll take me a long time to get there. Similarly, everyone is looking for pleasure in the material world, and that pleasure is the same pleasure, or that they're looking for the same kind of pleasure that actually is really manifested in the spiritual world. Radha Krishna Pranaya, this is the next verse, says Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shaktir Asmad. This Ladini Shaktir, the loving exchange between Krishna and Srimati Radharani, that this is the actual platform of transcendental pleasure. Krishna himself is Rasa Vaisaha, the reservoir of all transcendental mellows, and when he exchanges love with Srimati Radharani, then that produces Ladini Shakti, pleasure, pure pleasure. And those who participate in such loving exchanges, they also enjoy the same pleasure as Radha and Krishna. But in the material world, we are also seeking rasa, but on the platform of this material body. Just as we're originally servants of Krishna, but now we become servants of our material body, either in the gross form or in the subtle form of the mind, intelligence, and false ego. So now we're trying to get rasa from this dead material world, but the spiritual world, the living entities, try to get rasa from the exchange of love between Radha and Krishna rather than the exchange of love between dead material bodies. So-called love. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes once in a day of Brahma to manifest what is that exchange of love. When Krishna came 5,000 years ago, as Krishna himself said, Avajananti Mamudha Manushim Tanum Ashityam, that people thought Krishna is another ordinary person. He's demanding in Bhagavad Gita that everyone surrender to him. So he's just like everyone else. Everyone in the material world is more or less demanding that everyone surrender to them. So Krishna is also just like us. He's demanding. He can't control himself. He's not even humble enough to request. But he tells everyone, you must surrender. So everyone thought, he's just an ordinary person, so why should we surrender to him? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he showed us how to surrender to Krishna. He's Krishna himself, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. He's none other than the combined form of Radha and Krishna, but he's coming to teach us how to surrender to Krishna. Just like a teacher, when he sees that his students are not doing very well in their learning, he writes on the board A, B, C, D. But that does not mean that the teacher is now practicing how to write the letters of the alphabet. He's doing it to demonstrate to the students in order to come to the platform of learning. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes and he shows us the path of coming to the highest platform of love for Krishna. So his pastimes are magnanimous. Srila Rupa Goswami, he says, Namo Maha Bharanaya Krishna Prima Pridayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Guratvishetama Namaha. So he's Maha Varanaya. That means he's giving a very generous gift known as Krishna Prema. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanus Tadama Vrindarana. That the goal of life is not to collect wealth here in the material world, because the living entity is always apart from the material body. He is not the body. And which body, even if he thought he was the body, which body will he identify with? This body that we walked into the temple with, or the one we walk out with? Every moment the body is changing. But still the little soul in there is an illusion. He's thinking, now I am this body, now I'm the next body. Now this body has so many things. Actually, he's not the body, nor does the body have anything. Everything is Krishna's. But out of illusion, he's thinking, I'm gaining, I'm losing. But he's actually not gaining anything or losing anything. He's simply getting one dream experience after another. And his only satisfaction is thinking that he possesses something in the material world. But it's all simply a mental concoction. Therefore, a real gift is when the soul gets back his real life. Real life means when he becomes Krishna conscious again. Now the soul, Krishna is giving him the lowest gift you can possibly get, material consciousness, because that's what the soul wants. Now instead of loving Krishna and worshiping Krishna, he, in material craziness, he's loving and worshiping his material body. So Maharaja Shavdeva said, Nunam Pramata Kuru Te Vikarma, that the living entity, he's Pramata, he's crazy. So as I mentioned many times, that it is not that I am saying that anyone is crazy, or Prabhupada used to say that, but the fact is that we're all crazy. Crazy because we're thinking ourselves to be something that we're not. Even a 5-year-old child, if they're explained that their body is changing, that they'll immediately recognize, yes, my body is changing. But a 47-year-old child or a 50-year-old child, they can't understand these things. That my body is changing, but I, the self within the body, aware of all these different bodies, I'm always the same person. So the body is temporary, the self within the body is eternal. So he's not gaining anything, he's not going to lose anything in the material world, but out of madness he's thinking I'm gaining and losing. So this is called Indriya Pritya, because he's become attached to the gratification of his senses, he's lost his real intelligence. Yet Indriya Pritya Aprinoti Nisadamanye. So Maharajan Shabdev is saying that a normal person, of course there are not very many normal people anymore, a normal person, a sadhu, he Nisadamanye Yata Atmano Yam, he doesn't become very much enthusiastic about this process of Indriya Pritya, because he knows Kleshada Ashadeha. Nisadamanye Yata Atmano Yam Asanapi Kleshada Ashadeha. Because he'll have to take another material body and suffer. Just like now we're suffering. Who can say they're not suffering, especially on a fast day? People become realizing how much they're suffering. Not the fact that they're fasting, the fact that they think they have to fast. That leads to a lot of suffering, mental suffering. I'm suffering. I'm fasting. For who? For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is he taking pleasure watching me suffer like this? So this is Klesha Ashadeha. So this mental suffering, physical suffering, the result is another body. Paravas tavat abodha jata. So as long as it remains in this ignorant consciousness, then he's said to be defeated by the illusory energy. Yavana jignasita atmatatvam. As long as he's not actually seriously inquiring as to his real nature, then he's already, whatever he does, if he becomes famous, wealthy, strong, whatever happens, or infamous in the material world, then he's defeated by the illusory energy. Karmatmaka yena sharira bandaha. That paravas tavat abodha jata yavan jagnasir atvatatvam yavan kriyas tavat idamanova. Because as long as he's mentally thinking about his gain and loss in the material world, as long as he has friends and enemies, that means his mind is covered by his material consciousness. And as long as his mind is covered by his material consciousness, then the result is his consciousness is unclear. And as long as the consciousness is unclear, he'll surely get another body with another set of friends and enemies, another set of desires and things that he's averse to. He'll get another material experience in the heavenly planets and this planet or in hell. But still, he'll be defeated because he's wasted another birth. Evamana karma vishan prayunkte avidyatman yupadiyamane. Pritirna vyavan mai devasudeve namocheye deha yogena yadva tadva. So this upadi means covering. So now we're thinking on this body. Although maybe once in a while in class we remember, oh yes, I'm something other than the body. But this is called upadi. These upadis means that we're covered by these things. So as long as we have this covering due to ignorance, avidya, avidyatma yupadiyamane. So why is this? Because evamana karma visham pryukte. Our mind is subjugated by material desire. So what does that mean? It means we have so many aspirations in the material world. Some situation in the material world we think will become a little happier than we are now. After sitting in class for 5 years, 3 years, 6 months, one starts thinking, well, maybe I won't get happy in the material world. The speaker's always saying, you're a rascal, you're a fool, you'll never be happy. And then we think, all right, I won't be happy. But at least I've become a little bit happier than I am now. All right, I won't become happy, I admit that. But at least I can become happier. At least when it's time for the feast, after Arati, I'll be a little happier than I am now. And maybe next lifetime I can go to the heavenly planets. So now I can't enjoy here. I have to renounce them. But at least in my next lifetime, even if I don't go back to Godhead, and I don't think I am, but at least I'll go to the heavenly planets. So this is called karma visham prayunkte. One is being impelled somehow or another with material aspirations. Avidyatma dupadiyamane. Pritirna yavan maivasadeva. As long as one not has come to the platform of love for Krishna. So this love for Krishna, sometimes to encourage the devotees, we hear, oh, you just chant 16 rounds a day, follow the four regular principles, and at the end you'll go back to Godhead. So we think, no problem. Shnik, shnik, ram, ram, day, 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 day. And when the Yamadutas are coming to take us away, we say, wait a second. Look at my bead bag. I did 16 rounds today. What are you doing? You made a mistake. No, Maharaj Shabdev says, Pratirna Yavan Mayavasadeva. As long as one has not come to the platform of pure love for Krishna, Prema Pamartha Mahan, the same level that the gopis of Vrindavan are on, worshipping Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanus Tadhama Vrindarana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpitaha Ramna Kinchid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Upakalpitaha. So the gopis in Vrindavan, they had no other aspiration in their lives, simply to love Krishna, to serve Krishna. They're not thinking that we've given up everything, and we've given up our reputation, we've given up our morality, we've given up our families, we've given up everything, and we've surrendered to Krishna. Now, what's in it for us? No, they simply fell in love with Krishna, and all day and all night, they simply love Krishna. Without any thought of their own bodies or their reputation, anything, connection with them, they had given up all thoughts of those things, and they were absorbed in simply love for Krishna. So that may seem very nice for them, but what about us? So Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam gives us step by step how we can come to that platform. Not that this platform is so high that, and I can't jump so high, so why even bother trying? I'm not an Olympic champion. This pole is 30 million feet in the air, and I can only jump 5. So why even try? So Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, step by step, Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the process by which we can gradually get to jump 30 million feet in the air by a little practice. And the goal is very high, Prema Pamartha Mahan. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving this Krishna Prema very freely. Maho Mahavananaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Therefore, we are worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna himself, but he's very liberally giving love for Krishna. So this love for Krishna is not given for a long, long time. Anarpitam charim charat karuna yavatirna kalo. Out of his causeless mercy, he's descended in this age of Kali. He's known as Chana Avatar. It is said, Chana kalo abhavas tri yuga yugo. That he's a covered incarnation because when he came as Krishna, told everyone to surrender, people laughed. They said, what a fool, why should we surrender to him? And if he is God, better we go and kill him and take over his kingdom. So people misunderstood Krishna, so he comes as a devotee in order to deliver Krishna. He's Krishna himself. But he's coming personally to teach us how to love Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangha Pangas Raparshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayar Yanti Hi Sumeda Saha. So those who have some intelligence, and there is some intelligence left in this age, people have not completely lost their intelligence. Those who have a little intelligence, or his intelligence is good, they'll appreciate Krishna Varnam. That Krishna Varna means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always uttering the name of Krishna. He's giving us this process by which we can develop love for Krishna, simply to utter the name of Krishna. Therefore, it's a very joyful process. So, of course, people think this is too hard. Just like one old lady, she was about to leave her body, and her daughter was talking to her and said, "Ma, chant Hare Krishna." And she said, "I cannot say so many words." And then she left her body. So people think that this is very difficult, chanting Hare Krishna. As one cartoon said, chant, chant, chant. And another person's going, can't, can't, can't. So it's a very simple process, joyful process, dancing, chanting, and feasting. But people think, oh, this is much too difficult. So therefore in this age they're known as Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagu Paudrutaha. That people are very lazy, they're unlucky, they're unfortunate in this age of Kali. Therefore even when the easiest opportunity is offered to them to come to the platform of the highest perfection of life, they think, oh, this is too difficult. Because they're unfortunate and misguided. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, he's giving us his example, he's teaching us, he's leading us gradually, step by step, to the highest level of perfection. And those who are fortunate, they'll be able to appreciate it. He decorates himself, Sangha Upadrasta. He decorates himself with sandalwood pulp, he wears garlands, his dhoti, his yellow dhoti flows down to his knees. He's very beautiful. His weapon, astra, is his personal beauty. And his parshadam, he's surrounded by his loving associates. So he's Krishna with the same pastimes, but he's coming in a very loving way, simply inviting people to join him in the Sankirtan movement. He's offering prasadam, dancing, chanting, so that people will surrender to him in this way. Of course, people don't know that. That they'll dance and chant, take prasadam, and they'll surrender to Krishna. They're not thinking like that. They're thinking, oh, this is nice. He's dancing just like we're dancing. He's taking prasadam just like we're eating. And he's having fun. So we should also have fun like him. But this is surrender to Krishna. They're thinking surrender means something terrible. It means something very painful. Because in the material world, surrender always means, I surrender to you, and you take full advantage of me and exploit me to the max, and after you chew me up and spit me out, then there's no one else wants me to surrender to them anymore because there's nothing left in me. So that's what the material world means. I want you to surrender to me so I can chew you up and spit you out, and you want me to surrender to you so you can do the same. So Krishna is coming saying surrender, and we're thinking he wants to chew me up and spit me out like everyone else. Why should I do it? But no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming with this dancing, chanting, and feasting, giving people pure love, Krishna Prema, the highest ecstasy, and this is what surrender means. It is not something negative, something horrible. It is something very wonderful. This surrender to the most wonderful person. But the only price is that one has to give up his unnecessary material desires. Vishaya charya, seira se mejiya, muke bolo hari hari. Vaja Vaja Vai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrida Vishvasikori. So he's saying worship Gaur Nitai. If we hear about their pastimes, we'll see that they're simply loving pastimes. They're especially loving to the devotees. Krishna, when he was here 5,000 years ago, if you got a little out of line, he cut your head off. So we read about that. It doesn't seem like the type of person we necessarily want to associate with, especially if we're not so much enthusiastic about worshiping. Just like Krishna is walking in Mathura, he asks the washerman, "Give me those clothes." The washerman says, "Well, they belong to the king." Krishna takes his hand and cuts his arm, his head off. Poor guy, my God. He's just trying to give them to his... He thought the owner, he was, you know, Krishna could have preached him a little, spent a little time with Arjuna. But here he is, he just said, gave him some good advice, you shouldn't take the property of the king. Next thing you know, his head's rolling on the ground. So what to speak of us? You know, our general attitude towards God is not on the level we'd even bother preaching to him. We just walk away to get lost. Who do you think you are anyhow? So, Krishna, his pastimes are not always so attractive, especially to the non-devotees. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are completely merciful. He loves everyone. He forgives everyone, practically speaking, except for if one attacks his devotee, like Lord Nityananda, then he becomes very disturbed. But those who are not Vaishnava aparadis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his mercy very freely to them. So his pastimes are very magnanimous. And if one hears about them, then one will become attracted. Such a nice person, giving so many things freely. Therefore, he is said to be greatly magnanimous. And the process is very simple. Tvisa Krishnam, he's always chanting the holy name of Krishna. So, this process is so nice that if his parshadams, his associates, they go out and they simply chant Hare Krishna, then other people who are not so intelligent, that they'll get the intelligence by the chanting process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous that if one hears him chant the holy name of Krishna, then the result is that he'll naturally develop love of God. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking in the forest of Jarikanda, and simply by his presence and hearing him chant the sound vibration of Hare Krishna, even the tigers, the deer and the elephants, they were rolling on the ground in ecstasy and kissing each other. So potent is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Deko ori bai tru bhuvane nai emona dolya data pashu paki jure pashu nevitare shuni gaila gunagata. So wonderful is this mercy that even these naturally inimical living entities are embracing and kissing each other. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, he's doing that. And so we think, well, 500 years ago, he was able to do that. But what about us? We chant Hare Krishna, and people throw stones at us. They don't want to kiss each other. They want to strangle us. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted Hare Krishna. And the result is that anyone who heard him chant Hare Krishna, they became ecstatic in love of Krishna. And those who went and told others about what they experienced, they also became the same ecstasy, obtained the same ecstasy as if they had heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. So we may not be getting the same result. And even Narottam Das, Narottam, is also lamenting. Apama karama bunjaye samana kohole lochana dasa. That somehow or another, although I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but Yamaraj, he's not allowing me to actually get the benefits. Somehow or another, due to my past misdeeds, I'm actually not experiencing. Even on the animals, they were fortunate. They got his personal presence. But somehow or another, due to my past misdeeds, I'm not appreciating the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is, if we hear about this wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this wonderful movement of Sankirtan, we can appreciate it, and then we should also lament a little bit. Somehow or another, I'm such a rascal that although I'm being offered the highest love of God at the easiest price, but I'm thinking, what a waste. No, this is all right, I'll try it for a few years, but ultimately, progress is real slow. You can't expect me to make too much progress too quick. It's a gradual process, Prabhu. Don't criticize me or blame me. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, he's not praying like that. Oh, it's a gradual process. He's saying, I'm a rascal, I'm a fool. Somehow or another, although this is such a wonderful opportunity, but I'm not taking advantage of it, that Yamaraj has to personally come because I refuse to take advantage of it. So the idea is that we should appreciate how nice Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that we don't have to become great scholars, we don't have to become famous or wealthy or intelligent, great controllers, get so many positions within this movement. We just have to chant Hare Krishna out of love, and we can be elevated to the highest platform of consciousness by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everything else, if we have some other excuse, it's simply due to our misfortune that we're making so many excuses and not taking to the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can only say it is due to the fact that we're unfortunate. We can't take this simple process and apply it. We have to have so many excuses why it's a gradual process and I can't really fulfill it. We want to get so many things, but we don't want to get Krishna. So therefore we're unfortunate, according to Narottam Das Thakur. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only giving us love for Krishna, Prema Pumartha Mahan, but he's giving us love in the highest mellow, the conjugal mellow. This love of Krishna in the highest conjugal mellow, following the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis in Vrindavan, we won't get the same opportunity for billions of years. Therefore, those who are fortunate will take to the Sankirtan movement, and they'll appreciate the mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving through his devotees, appreciate those who are giving. They may not be, just like one time, one devotee approached Prabhupada and said, "My dear Srila Prabhupada, everyone is criticizing me." So Prabhupada said, "Naturally." He said, "They criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So the devotee thought maybe Prabhupada didn't hear him properly. So he said, "Prabhupada, they keep on criticizing me." Prabhupada said, "Well, they even criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What can you expect?" So what was Prabhupada saying? That he was saying that the devotee was perfect, and he did everything perfect. His cooking was perfect, or he cleaned the temple perfect. No, he's thinking, Prabhupada was thinking, here's a devotee. He's trying to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra, and people are criticizing him. He's giving $1 billion in cash, and people are saying, "Your dhoti isn't tied properly, I won't take it." So all the devotees in the Hare Krishna movement, because they're giving Krishna, they're giving the highest benediction. Jagannath Das, who was previously, I forget his name, and he's now Jagannath Das, who's initiated. When Prabhupada first was in New York at Dr. Misra's ashram, there was one person, a simple person, he became attracted to Prabhupada. I forget his name. Does anyone remember who his name was? And he used to give Prabhupada, we called him off to the side and started to preach to him. Bhakti Robert. So Bhakti Robert, Prabhupada was taking him to different places because Bhakti Robert, he knew something about New York City. So he would go with Bhakti Robert to different places. And Prabhupada would ask, he wanted to buy a building. So he'd go to places and ask, Bhakti Robert would say, "How much does it cost?" And the man would say, $100,000, which was a lot of money at that time. And Prabhupada said, "Well, we're interested, maybe you can bring the price down." you know, maybe give us his a donation or something. So Bhakti Rava would go to different places, probably looking for a place. He had no money. But sometimes Bhakti Robert, he was getting some money for his pension because he was getting some welfare from the state. One time he gave he asked Prabhupada for the recipe for chapati. So Prabhupada said, $100. But then one day Prabhupada wrote out the Hare Krishna mantra and gave it to Bhakti Robert to chant. And Bhakti Robert, Jagannath Das now, he said it was just like Prabhupada was giving him $1,000,000. It wasn't he just wrote out the mantra and said, here, chant. But he was giving it to him in such a loving way, with so much bhakti, that Bhakti Rava was thinking that he's actually giving me $1,000,000. So this is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We ourselves, as much as we can chant offenselessly, then we'll be able to appreciate how valuable is this gift. And if we give it to others, we'll see that there's no better gift. There's nothing higher than we can give. Not only Krishna, not only love for Krishna, but the highest love of Krishna. The whole spiritual world is being given with the Hare Krishna mantra, along with the instructions of how to chant the Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly. So this is the whole sum and substance of the Hare Krishna movement. Everything is meant for that. And those who are giving this Hare Krishna mantra and the process of chanting it offenselessly are giving the highest gift, following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They'll be benefited, and people will really be benefited in this way. And everything else is considered to be a waste of time. And if we can understand that, we're certainly fortunate. And if we can't, then Pritirna Yavan Mayavasideva Namochaye Namochaye Deha Yogena Tadva. Then we'll have to come back and learn it next time. Anyhow, it's somehow or another, sometime we have to learn it. So I think I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
It does seem like it would take more than one lifetime. I mean, to come to that million, what did you say? A million miles high.
Yeah, we've already been jumping for a long time. It's not that we've just happened to wind up in the Hare Krishna movement first lifetime. No, we've been here for a long time. And if we want to stay here for a long time, we can do that too. It's as long as we want. We put our finger on a lot of things. No, there's only one thing we have to put our finger on. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. All these other things we don't have to worry about. We just, whatever desire it is, we have to just use it for Krishna. We don't have to worry about all our desires. We just have to worry about Krishna. And everything else will be taken care of. So we have so many desires. And ultimately, most of us know most of our desires are simply childish. So we shouldn't worry about all our childish desires. We should worry about Krishna, and he'll help. If we try, then he'll help. Not that Krishna is so great, so far away, then why should I bother? Let me get into my material desires. They're right. They're easily accessible. Be practical. But Krishna, he's right there in our heart. If we want him, he'll help us. He'll encourage us. And if we think he's so far away, why bother? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving a very easy process. Just chant Hare Krishna lovingly, feelingly, and everything else will follow. So we think, well, we can't put our finger on it. No, it's so simple. Just like Prabhupada was talking to Professor Katowski, and he said, your body's changing, but you're still the same person. Professor Katowski, no, that's not right, I'm a different person. No, you are the same person. No, I'm a different person. How can you argue with such a person? Then Prabhupada started to talk about Vanashram. that we need a class of people who have some brains in society. He did. He switched the subject to Von Ashram. We need people with brains. And Professor Katsasky couldn't agree with that either. And probably said, I need a taxi back to my apartment. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us this easy process, and we're thinking, oh, this is too difficult. Same thing. My material desires are too important. How can I give them up for this difficult process of chanting Hare Krishna? I'm going to have to come back life after life until I accept this very difficult, hard, torturous process of vibrating the holy name, getting love of God. It's the same thing. If we're thinking it's so hard, torturous, I can't give up my material desires, but then who can argue with you? Same thing as trying to argue with the person who says, you know, I am my body, but your body's changing. Which body? No, I am my body. You can't tell me I'm not my body. I'll never accept it. So similarly, if we think it's very, very hard to get love of God, it's too hard to love Krishna, then it'll be very, very hard. And if we think it's such a, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous, so generous, I just have to chant Hare Krishna lovingly and I'll get love of God. So why not try it? See what happens. So when I'm chanting, instead of chanting, oh no, another 16 rounds, and if I eat prasad before I chant, then I'll feel guilty. And if I don't chant my rounds, then I'll feel guilty. And I have so many other things I want to do, but chant the holy name. And I got to get my rounds done. And as soon as I start chanting, my mind will disturb me, and I'll think of so many things. And then I'll think, you know, so get my rounds done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. All round done. I feel better. 5 rounds, boy, I'm really feeling good. Getting my rounds done. 16 rounds, I'm liberated. So if we feel like that, you know, I have no time to chant lovingly. I got to get my rounds done. Got so many things to do. Then we think it's a very heavy burden chanting my 16 rounds. Then of course, you know, who can convince us it's something other? And if we take 1 second in the 16 rounds, 1 moment to just chant with some love, some feeling, with some sincerity, actually asking Krishna and Srimati Radharani to elevate us to the platform of pure love for them. That if we simply ask like that, sincerely, and just wait and see what happens, then the result is we'll get a little closer to love for Krishna. Surely Krishna will reciprocate. First, if we believe in Krishna, we believe in Srimati Radharani, and believe that they're on the highest platform of love, and just ask them sincerely for it, then they'll help us, they'll elevate us, and we'll come to there very quickly. Anything else? Thank you very much. Granthara Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Gaur Pranim Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.